This is Akashwani. The news read by Punita Bakshi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The three-day festival aims to showcase the cultural, social and economic fabric of the eight northeastern states. The Mahotsav will serve as an exceptional platform to highlight the region's vibrant textile industry, artisanal crafts, tourism opportunities and unique products of all the eight northeastern states. During the festival, over 250 artisans will display unique handicrafts, handlooms and agri-horti products, including 34 GI-tagged items. A bundle of currency notes was recovered from the Rajya Sabha chamber yesterday. During the routine anti-sabotage check of the chamber after the adjournment of the House, these currency notes were recovered. When the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar informed about it, saying a wad of currency notes was recovered by the security officials from seat number 222, which is presently allotted to Congress MP Abhishek Manu Singhvi. He said the matter was brought to his notice and investigation is underway in this matter. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said he agrees with the observation of the chairman that there must be a serious investigation and the concerns raised by the members are also very genuine. He said one should not have any objection to it. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, also echoed the same views, saying that it is an unprecedented incident and everyone should condemn it. He said such incidents lower the dignity of the upper house. Leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge said his party has no objection to the investigation. Following the recovery of currency notes from his seat in the Rajya Sabha chamber, Congress MP Abhishek Manu Singhvi has clarified that he only carries one 500 rupee note when he goes to the upper house. He added that yesterday he reached inside the house at 12:57 p.m. and the house rose at 1 p.m. He further said he sat in canteen till 1:30 p.m. with fellow MP Ayodhya Rami Reddy and then left the parliament. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition ruckus on BJP MP Nishikant Dubey's allegation against Leader of the Opposition Rahul Gandhi and other Congress leaders. During 0 hour, Mr. Dubey repeated his yesterday's allegations that a US-based investor, a foreign media platform and the Congress are trying to derail India's success story. When the BJP MP was allowed to speak, opposition parties led by the Congress created uproar, leading to adjournment of the House for the day. Opposition INDIA bloc MPs today held a protest march inside Parliament complex over alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. Congress, RJD, JMM and the left joined the protest. Congress and other opposition parties have been demanding a probe by a joint parliamentary committee into the issue. Mahaparinirvan Divas is being observed today, marking the death anniversary of Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, the chief architect of the Indian Constitution. On this solemn day, the nation pays homage to Baba Saheb Ambedkar by reflecting on his teachings and commitment to building a just and inclusive society. President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes to Bharat Ratna Baba Saheb Dr. Bhim Rao Ramji Ambedkar, fondly known as Baba Saheb Ambedkar, at Bhuvaneshwar this morning. The Reserve Bank of India today decided by a majority of 4-2 to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.50% for the 11th time in a row. Consequently, the standing deposit facility, SDF rate, remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility, MSF rate, and the bank rate at 6.75%. The RBI has maintained status quo on benchmark interest rate since February 2023. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underscored the growing significance of semiconductor collaboration between India and Japan. In cricket, India were 109-6 against Australia on the first day of the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.